Three council members had a spirited discussion with BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson. Councilman Paul Madison called for more budget control by the governing body.
What you have done is usurped this council's authority and given that authority over for someone else. I think in the future, if we're talking about these types of funding and these amounts of money, then set this up on a line item. If you want to change and that amount of money is over a certain amount, then it needs to come back to this council for approval.
Wilkerson said several times his management philosophy has not changed in his 32 years with the city.
All I can tell you is it's the way we were instructed to do it in the past. If you instruct us to do it differently, we'll do it differently.
Well, that's my
I feel like I'm being beat up for something I did exactly like you told me to do before.
Wilkerson and Councilman Mike Sutherland debated over budgeting fuel prices BTU pays to generate electricity. Councilman Chuck Condorla agreed with Wilkerson.
Councilman Sutherland does not speak for me. I do understand what you're saying. I see that you're making guesses based on history, based on market, based on trends, based on analysis of people that are a lot smarter than we are, and that sometimes those aren't accurate. And so that money then doesn't exist. It's unspent. And if you need more money, that you do come before this council. So for the record, he does not speak for me. I do understand, and I say keep up the good job.
Councilman Sutherland believes BTU should be transferring more revenue to the city's general fund.
Because you cannot have a $16 million increase and not transfer and reduce your transfer to the general fund. That's impossible. That's not logical. Okay, that's where I'm trying to get to.
Wilkerson says lower revenue than expected is because a new electric substation was not completed.
We are a year behind building Dowling Road Substation in College Station. That substation was in the budget to have been built in this fiscal year. And the transmission cost of service revenue from that substation was to go to the general fund.
Wilkerson told the council what BTU revenue qualifies for transfer to the city's general fund is less than what Sutherland believes.
Okay. Remember, the general fund transfer by bond covenants is not based on gross revenues. The maximum by charter is 7%. The calculation is made based on about 0.6 cents per kilowatt hour in residential rates and $2.15 per kW in commercial rates of the retail customers within the city. And that's how the calculation is made with a cap of 7%.
Wilkerson says revenue BTU generates from energy sales to other providers goes to lower BTU customer bills. Following that discussion, the council met in executive session. After that, the council unanimously selected Emmanuel Glockson Jr. as BTU board chairman. And later in the meeting, the council decided to hire an outside auditor to review BTU finances and operations.